You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
So my wife and I went out there with our three young children in 2015.
What continent is it on?
It's in the group of islands called Indonesia, which is just north of Australia. And it's the fourth most populated country in the world. And they're full of Hindus, Muslims, Christians, Catholics, and Buddhists, and everything else in between. But I don't look at any of those badges. Jesus didn't look at any of those titles. He looked no matter how hardened somebody's heart was. And Saul was an excellent example of somebody. There's nobody beyond the reach of God. If an archenemy to Jesus was Saul, and God stopped him in his tracks and made him blind and opened his eyes, and we read about this man who turned around.
Now, you've got to understand, folks, Paul was Saul, and he was the fountain's on. Everything that can possibly happen in our recording today, we've had children coming out of a Bible school, we've had fountains come on, but
It makes it real, though, doesn't it? This is the world we live in. Instantly, when we record some of these Gospels, we want to have a sterile quiet, and you're a recordist, you know this. Yeah, we want to have these quiet, so we'll make these makeshift with mattresses, and we'll get a good condenser microphone and a laptop. You can make a studio pretty easily. But one of the recordings went back for field trials, and they said, that's not our language, that's not our people. And they said, why not? Well, we don't hear the birds, and we don't hear the roosters crowing in the background. So what did the team do? They went and got some audio tracks of some chickens and some roosters, and they put them in the backtrack of the Gospel of Luke. He said, yeah, that's more like our people.
Well, you know, it's kind of like when I was first in the radio business 28 years ago, I would say, okay, quiet out here. We do these things outside in a big, anyway, places where a lot of people. Quiet, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then later on, I got to embracing the ambient noise. NPR, yeah. Though they're leftists, but supplied and financed by the government, and I'm not, and I don't think that's righteous. But anyway, so that's a whole nother subject for a whole nother day. But anyway.
You were talking about ambient noise. Yeah, so...
Great to embrace the ambient noise.
Yeah, it is. And so I just come back to the fact that there is a huge need. If we're going to reach this world and begin to reach this world one heart at a time, yeah. Just like this woman in India, it's just like... Okay, I'll just tell you the power of... I'll just tell you a beautiful story, if I may. There were early one morning in a Sulawesi village a couple of years ago. Some radicals came out of the village wielding swords and machetes. And they senselessly massacred four fathers, grandfathers in this rice field. And it made international news. Open Doors put it on their bulletin about the persecuted church, and people were praying. 6 weeks after this senseless act, I had the privilege of being in that very area. And I asked the local team, the pastor couple who do a lot of these distributions for me, I asked them, I said, hey, where are these widows? Can we see them? And she said, let's go see these widows. So we drove, a couple of days later, we drove up this bumpy road for about an hour, and they pointed to the hillside, and they said it was on that hill that those radicals came out and radically, mercilessly killed these men early one morning, and included the decapitation, and the shame of all of that, the horror of all of it, and it didn't make sense. So we go inside this little tin hut, brick wall building with no plaster and a little bald light hanging from the ceiling. And we sit on a plain concrete floor. They'd put a couple of mats out for us. We sit cross-legged. There's no furniture in this house. And behind a curtain are three little, you know, shy little grandkids. And two of the widows came down and sat opposite us in this room. And the weight, I don't know if you've been in a grief situation, but if you've ever been in a presence of somebody so burdened by grief and pain, it's palpable. It actually fills the space, if you're sensitive to that. And I could feel unbelievable dread, and the tears that they were crying, I could feel them across the room. The empty despair, hopelessness was there present. possibly even darkness. And I have a lot of experience with the darkness out there. And so the three of us sat there, and I pulled out one of these sheep, and I pulled out one of these little yellow kulimis, and I said, dial in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 4, with the encounter of Jesus and the woman at the well. And it started to play in that voice and the local narrative with the background sounds that are put in there of Jesus meeting a woman, a desperate, hopeless woman at a well. And that started to play. If I was to ever describe this to you, I can't in words, it was as if quite quickly somebody opened a bunch of windows and a fresh breath of hope. If palpable hope ever was to gently enter into a room, there was a stillness in that space. Nobody wanted to move. The little active grandchildren stopped active playing with the curtain, and they started listening. And they sat there motionless, transfixed, listening to Creator God speaking to a woman, speaking to them. And I have to tell you, I've never felt such a radical change of temperature, of mood, of a room. And the tears stopped, and the smiles crossed these women's face. And I know we're in oral here, but I have a picture of these women sitting in these room, and they have just listened to a kulimi, and they have listened to a sheep, and the kids are smiling. There's the picture. And they are smiling, and I would say it's quite conceivable that they haven't smiled in 6 weeks. Now, what are they smiling about? They're smiling about Jesus gives desperate people hope. Hope with a capital H. No matter how severe, no matter how desperate the situation, and that even for you listening today, you might be in a very, very painful, teary moment. I'm telling you right now, Jesus knows all about that. But Jesus brings hope where you're not going to find it anywhere else. So, trust him.
Yeah, without a doubt, trust him. So if people want to get involved with this, now this is K-U-L-U-M-I. It comes in a little lamb for children, or it comes in what looks like a little transistor radio. It doesn't need batteries. It doesn't need electricity. It'll work for a number of years on the solar panel that comes in the back of it, and it has the Word of God, and you and your wife... what's the organization? Where did you show that to me? The Kulumi. Where is that?
Kulumi, K-U-L-U-M-I.
Oh, this is yours, right here.
That's mine. And okay, the foundation that distributes it is ours here.
Okay, it's
the Chahaya Foundation. The T-H-E-C-A-H-A-Y-A foundation.org.
So it'll cost you $1,000 for 100 of these. To take those to Indonesia. Where do you find the person though that knows the language of the land that records for you?
Well, I think that's one of the key things. We don't ever assume things that they want to listen to or don't want to listen to. This is where it's important to have local networks, local people, and everybody has a different context. And some people want more material, some people have less material. So asking the local people. Right now, I program it, and I'm always training the brother in India. He now knows how to program it. He just wanted the New Testament in Hindi. And India is not at all welcoming to the Gospels, so we bring these in blank, and we program them inside the country. He would like some more. We have an invitation to go into Ethiopia with the Amharic language, and there's a team down there, Lord willing, next year, early of next year. I would love to go in person. It's interesting. This is something new that I'm thinking through. The team down there I met in Ethiopia, for example, they said, you could send us a box, but we would rather you come. Come be with us. And there's something about the messenger being present. Paul did this. He did write letters to his church, but he also got on a boat after a boat. And after the second boat shipwreck, you would have thought he would say, I'm not going to take any boats anymore. He got on a third one. I think he had a third shipwreck. Got bit by a snake. He got lashed. And you know what Paul said? And we need to say that. He says, I have become all things to all men, that by all possible means I might win some. There is nothing more important than us seed the hope and the kingdom of God wherever we are. And I think I mean, somebody at a conference said this is a, these little devices are a Gutenberg moment for the ordinary people.
Gutenberg was the press that changed the world.
With the printed Bible, and now we have the oral Bible. It's, whether you read it, whether you buy one of these machines, or whether you buy some of the other devices out there, I don't care how
so
they find
the
Jesus.
The entire Bible for $10 on one of these.
Yeah, you got to pay shipping and these
what
are air freighted.
Yeah, I mean,
The Little Lamb is available on Amazon. My Little Lamb, you can buy it. It's a little more expensive.
And it already has the Word of God on it?
It does. It does for your child. It's called My Little Lamb on Amazon. I think it's $39, but somebody's bringing them in and shipping them, and you can get them from Amazon. But if you're working around the world, it's better to deal directly with Kalumi. And my name is Clive Gray, and yeah, I'm just an ambassador for the Word of God.
Spell it one more time. People want to get this. Want to find out more about it. What's the website?
Okay, the website to find out about the product is Kalumi. KULUMI.org.
And your site,
U-M-I.
Your missionary site.
And the site where we distribute them, if you want to make a donation and get a tax deduction, it's a small foundation. It's the THECHAYA Foundation, FOUNDATION.org.
Thank you, Clive Gray. Nice to meet you.
God bless every one of you, and may God's glory and his kingdom advance from something that we said today. That's my hope and prayer, and a prayer for every one of you. God bless you.
In the top of the morning to you. We'll be back. This is Rhett Palmer, and it's a new day. Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us. Here at Grace Air, we specialize in all types and models of air conditioning. We also install and replace ductwork. We serve Palm Beach and Martin County. You can reach us at 561-932-7422. Remember, we keep you cool with Grace.
Treasure that cannot be